on socials. You can always get a hold of us, Ben and Kelly Show, on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. Got a message from Dwight.
And he says, question for you and your listeners. Came home from a fishing trip on Sunday evening to see that my wife was already fully into decorating mode, our house for Christmas. She thought it'd be a nice surprise that would make me happy. Now, look, I love Christmas, but you can have too much of a good thing.
Okay.
I love cake, but I'm not sure I want it for every meal.
Well, talk to Kelly about chocolate. Maybe she'll convince you otherwise.
I disagree on that. I know. Just a little bit. As it goes, we will have a minimum of 4 months of Christmas.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just worried that by the time Christmas does get here, that we will all be burnt out on it.
Mm-hmm.
My kids were pumped, but they're not really old enough to understand how long 4 months is. So I'm afraid my wife is going to warp their Christmas memories and how special that one night and morning was when I was a kid.
Okay.
My wife could see I was lacking in enthusiasm and got upset.
Oh.
So now she's offering to take it all down.
Oh, gosh.
I don't want her to have to do that, but I am kind of bummed to be celebrating Christmas for a third of the year. Should I be looking at this differently? Is 4 months of Christmas awesome, or is it like a little much?
Wow.
It's aggressive.
You like, know, it's funny because there are the extremes where I know of people who, as a tradition, will literally decorate their house on Christmas Eve.
See, and that's then, not enough. Like, why are you going to make all that effort for like a day and then take it down?
And then, yeah, it goes down on the 26th. So they have Christmas decorations up for like 3 days.
But because of all of the holidays, I mean, Christmas has the most, people usually decorate the most for Christmas, do they not?
That or Halloween, I would say. Yeah.
Okay.
I would say November, you definitely start to see the Christmas stuff. But is that any different from someone starting in November but not taking down their decorations until Valentine's Day?
I'm not sure. Is that the same? And I feel like I'd let it linger longer if we could. I would. Just extend, you know, that Christmas cheer into the brand new year. I would be on board with that a little bit more, but I actually saw some people posting pictures from stores that are rolling out the Christmas trees already. They're all like, come on now.
Well,
come on now.
It's for people like this?
Yes, 100%.
Listen, it's for people like this.
There's a market for it.
And you know what? Look, if you want to do that in your house, you do that in your house. But now Dwight is just, he's just a little worried and that it's going to be a little bit over. Well, here, I mean, don't make her take it down.
No, that sounds like a lot.
I do. I would say after Halloween, you're good, but that's not what we're talking about. Because he's already done. It's already done. It's already in the house. So
sounds like trees up and everything.
So I would just live it, marinate in it, and then maybe use this as an opportunity to determine next year. Like,
or yeah, take her to some stores and show her Halloween decorations. If she loves to decorate. Like, maybe we say, listen, I feel as though we're not giving these holidays a chance to live and be celebrated in our house.
I will say that I will. You can try new things every single year. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe this is an opportunity to see if y'all like it. And you never know. Maybe you're like, you know what? 4 months of Christmas and then we take the Christmas decorations down a little bit earlier. Our house is clean a little bit earlier than it normally has been. And I like it. Maybe you're going to like it, Dwight. Maybe you're going to like it. Or
you say, because again, there's also really nice fall Thanksgiving kind of decor.
Well, we don't know. Dwight didn't say. Maybe she decorates for fall starting in June.
Didn't mention that. But yeah, I feel as though maybe that's the angle he can go at, though. It's like, hey, I feel as though we're skipping some stuff that has some really great decor that we could rock in the house for a little bit before we bring out Jack Frost jingle bells. Santa Claus.
Ken, who loves chocolate chip cookies, texted us and said Cracker Barrel has all their Christmas trees up. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely know that there are some businesses that are recognizing the season. And
yeah, I get it. And I feel like we all could use a little Christmas right now and all the joy it brings. I get that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also lobbying just from the decor and the decorations standpoint that maybe that's an angle. He's like, hey, it's fun to, you know, gussy up the house for Halloween. And then look at all this great Thanksgiving and fall decor that we could switch to a little bit after that. And then right after Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Day, even if you want, switch it on over.
These are great suggestions, but it's not helping what's happening now.
Well, if they, okay, so she's noticed he's upset.
Yeah.
Maybe
and
that's
so,
how he explains mm-hmm. his reaction to what she did this year. And then, you know, like we can let it live this year, but maybe next year, this is what I suggest we try.
Text from a listener. Hate to be a Scrooge, but bah humbug. Take that stuff down. Hashtag happy, merry, thanks, hollow Christmas.
Oh, that's a lot.
My wife actually checked in and said, hey, why don't they just get a real Christmas tree? And that would prevent them from putting it up too early because obviously real tree, it would die.
Yeah. What is the average lifespan of a real tree?
Well, if you don't boil it like I did one year and kill it after just a couple days.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I did that.
then, yeah, see, that's why I don't do real trees. I would kill it. I don't have a green thumb. We have zero houseplants. Like that. No, I love our white flocked fake tree with the twinkle lights. Yep, we're going to rock that every time because I can't kill it.
The real trees smell great and they'll.
I'll spray stuff.
And no, that's
candles.
Fake. That's fake. That's fake. Good. That's fake. That's real. The real trees smell great and they'll last, you know, a good several weeks. So
again, if you don't kill it, which is a factor you must consider if you know yourself.
Okay. So Dwight, this is what, because we can go round and round about this, but Dwight, I would say allow the decorations to stay up just because how big of a hassle is it going to be to take them all down?
Right.
And then
and
take them all
your
back
wife
up.
Joy.
Yeah.
So don't take away her joy.
And then, but use it as an opportunity to maybe next year we get at her because you probably had no idea that this was even a thing that was possible. So get at her next year in August, like after the fair and be like, hey, so what were our thoughts on, you know, Christmas, September 1st?
What were our thoughts? Yes. Yeah. Make sure that you insert yourself into the thoughts.
What was...
Because she clearly did not consider you in the thoughts this year.
Yeah, I mean, go take her, get a PSL, you know, get her some fall decor, or maybe take her shopping to, like, Home Goods and get her some fall decor.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Oh, there's lots of stores that have great stuff out there. Christy says, I decorate for Christmas on November 1st. Now, my husband and I compromised. I keep my fall stuff on the outside, but I have Christmas on the inside. I call it the holiday mullet.
Listen, I have a friend from college. He has his Christmas tree up year round.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, there are those. All right. Well, hey, Dwight, good luck.
I think there were some good suggestions on how we approach it. Just like,
hey let
I
it...
felt a little left out of the decision-making process.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know, listen, let's enjoy the season, figure that out for this year and decide if you want this to become an annual tradition for you. All right.
Okay. You know what? Thanksgiving doesn't have music. We need Thanksgiving music. We have like one song, Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving Day song. And that's it. That's all we've ever had.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to shoot us a message there on 99.7 DJX.